Scientists want to know if exposure to PFAS, a toxic class of chemicals, can contribute to severe COVID-19 illness or reduce the effectiveness of the vaccines, known as forever chemicals, because they don't naturally break down in the environment. PFAS can cause serious health problems, such as effects on the immune system. And previous studies suggest exposure can worsen lung function and may reduce a person's vaccine response. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more.
Rutgers University is studying children and adults who were exposed to PFAS through drinking water in Paulsboro and West Deptford. A Paulsboro public well in 2013 had PFNA 11 times the state's safe human consumption level. Researchers want to study immunological effects and vaccine response. Associate Professor Robert Lombach is one of the researchers.
It may be partly because the state has been more proactive in measuring PFAS in environmental samples, but that we know here in New Jersey that we have a lot of contamination in drinking water and other environmental media that people are being exposed. It's quite suggestive that PFAS at the levels that people are exposed to may be having health effects.
It's estimated that everyone has a certain amount of PFAS in their blood. The chemicals are found in many consumer products and in firefighting foam. But there's no standard measurement of how much exposure is unsafe. Lombach says that means there's no action people can take. Still, scientists hope to learn more. Philippe Grandjean is a professor of environmental medicine at the University of Southern Denmark and an adjunct professor of environmental health at Harvard University. In 2012, he and his team published research showing that children exposed to PFOS and PFOA had a significant reduction in antibodies from the tetanus and diphtheria vaccines. It's important to note that researching antibody levels is not the same as researching the effectiveness of a vaccine. However, the correlates of effectiveness often are associated with antibody production. Antibodies act as a shield against infection. Though other arms of the immune system can fight viruses after infection, such as memory B and T cells, Grandjean says he's concerned about what his previous research could mean as kids get the COVID vaccine. He's also researched a short-chain chemical called PFBA, finding that when it was present in the blood, people had an increased risk of a severe course of COVID-19.
We understand that concomitant disease like type 2 diabetes or obesity, perhaps even cigarette smoking, there are certain risk factors that may play a role, but they explain very little of the variability. And my concern is that PFAS exposure and perhaps other environmental exposures can explain part of that variability, meaning that these exposures make the infection more severe and perhaps even more deadly. Also, in regard to the efficacy of vaccines, because it may be that some people are less clearly protected against the disease by a vaccination if they have been highly exposed to PFAS, for example. So I would like to see that being better documented so that we can take that in regard in the future when deciding on exposure limits for various types of pollutants.
Lombach, too, says he hopes his research will inspire guidance.
Ultimately, the idea then would be to then set standards, try to reduce exposure, and then for people who are exposed to understand better what the health effects might be, and then perhaps be able to give advice about what they should do to reduce their risk today. A lot of, I think, the concern that we have certainly is about the uncertainty and not knowing how much risk there is.
The University of Arizona is conducting a similar study. Researchers there want to know if people with a previous COVID-19 infection have fewer antibodies if also exposed to PFAS. They also want to examine the severity of the COVID infection in relation to PFAS levels. And they want to understand the association between PFAS exposure and antibody levels after getting the COVID-19 vaccine, as well as vaccine effectiveness. Jeff Burgess is an associate dean for research and professor at the University's Zuckerman College of Public Health.
COVID infection can be very severe, even result in death. And also, the vaccines, while they're very good, are not 100% effective. some people respond better to the vaccines than others in terms of antibody response, for example. And so it's really important to figure out what may be either increasing the severity of COVID-19 or limiting the effectiveness of the vaccines. And we are worried that PFAS could potentially do both of those things. Now, if we find that that's the case, then eventually one could consider things like, you know, potentially vaccinating someone more frequently, for example, if they have higher levels of certain PFAS chemicals that are associated with it.
Burgess says not much can be done until the studies are complete. He hopes to publish the results in 2022. In the meantime, the EPA has announced a roadmap of ways to address PFAS contamination. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.